Oh, Kobe, thank you. Well, it's very difficult to speak, very difficult to share at such a big time, at such a mammoth situation, a time where Klal Yisrael is in a state of tzara, where the Jewish people, where Klal Yisrael, there's fear instilled in Klal Yisrael, in the Jewish people. And it's always important, very, very important, as I was telling Yehuda before, as we were singing, that it's so big, it's so much bigger than us. But at the same time, it's so personal. Here you have this massive worldwide thing that's happening, but it's so, so personal. It touches each and every one of us in a very deep way, besides the practical implications, but it brings and touches each and every one of us. And as we've been saying, as we said Shalosh Shudos, as we've been saying over Shabbos, is that it's messages from Hashem. It's a message from Hashem. It's a message for every person, for every individual. And no two messages are the same message. Everybody has a different reaction. Everybody has different things that go on when things like this happen in a person's life. For Klal Yisrael, both as a Klal, as the Jewish people as a whole, there's Klal Yisrael, Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. We have to always think about the people, our brothers and sisters who were killed over Shabbos this morning, today. We're all one. We're one body. We're one Klal. And it's always important. The Yetzirah wants to always throw somebody off. That's one of the, they say the tzaddikim bring a type of snake that comes around and it hangs out under a tree. And what it does is there's a bird that flies around on top by the tree. And what the snake does is it puts its head up, and while the bird is jumping around or flying, whatever it does, it makes a very strong sound, a hissing sound. And the bird gets scared and freezes. And because it freezes, it can't fly as well, and it falls down. And it falls down, and the snake gets the bird. The Yetzirah is always trying to just throw us off. Throw a person off. If I don't have focus, if I don't have my head together. And I want to say very, very, very clearly to everyone, is that if you want to get more nervous and you want to get more anxious and you want to lose perspective, so the more news you look at and the more you go like this, the more a person goes like this, whatever people do, right? That's what they do. They're looking and looking. All that's going to do in general in life, all that's going to do is bring you more anxiety, for sure. For sure. That will bring you more and more and more anxiety. So if you want anxiety, right, I always say you want anxiety, get a future, right? You want terror, get a future. So we'll add that to the list. You want anxiety, take out your phone and look at the news. And that goes to everybody. That goes to young and old, whether you're 8 years old, whether you're 15 years old, whether you're 90 years old. Same thing. All it does is create anxiety. Oh, I have to know what's going on in the news. It's important to know what's going on in the news. Great. So spend time, 15 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever it is. Make a time that during this time to this time, I'm going to look at the news. That's fine. I'm not saying to be Purish if you're on the level not to look at anything. Okay, that's a great level to be on. But I'm saying to go ahead and if you're going to look at the news, so make it very specific time to look at the news. Because otherwise what happens is you get sucked in. We get sucked in. You get sucked in to the anxiety, to the fear, to what everyone's saying, what everyone's talking about. And all that does is cause a person to be confused and cause a person to have nervousness and cause a person to be thrown off. The key during this time, which we're going to talk about, is it's min hashamayim. It's min hashamayim for each and every one of us that this happened. Think of you, our yeshiva, you as an individual. I think everybody here, 90% of the guys here, 90% of the guys, maybe even more, 95% of the guys were flying out this week. And Hashem chose you. Hashem chose you to stay. He chose you. Just like their husbands who thought they were going to be home over Shabbos. And just like their soldiers who thought they could finally take a breather. But instead what happened? They got a call to say, I need you. I need you. I need you to stand. I need you to do something maybe different than you were going to do. And it's so, so important to be able to hear that message. To be able to hear that message that Hashem, this could have happened, Mamash, 3 weeks ago. Could have happened a month ago. And it'll be okay, great. So we'll figure it out. And we'll just, the last Shabbos of the year, together, the last week of yeshiva, Hashem said, no, wait 1 second. I want you home. I want you home as in Eretz Yisrael. I want you in yeshiva. That's what we've been speaking about. We spoke last week before we even knew about this, about what it means to go home, to go to your house, to go back to Chutz Laretz. And now, that's not Nogea right now. What's Nogea right now, what affects us right now, is perspective. How do I get the proper perspective? And I want to also differentiate between two things, which I think are very important. I want to thank Yehuda Mittel for being here. Thank you, Yehuda. And we're going to hear, and I want Yehuda to talk a little bit afterwards as well. We can go through. We're here together. We spoke about the message, what's important to give over. And I want to differentiate one thing that I think is very important. Try as much as you can to differentiate between when the siren goes off or when you get a buzz on your phone to when nothing's happening. And it's a very, very good time. It's a very, very opportune time to learn about yourself. That's why I think it's so incredible that there's this global thing going on. There's this cosmic thing going on between nations of the world and Mamish Mashiach Zeiten. That's what the Navim talk about this. What a global thing that's going on. And this affects little me sitting here. It affects me in my relationship with Hashem, my relationship with myself, my relationship in Adam Lechavero. It affects me. And what I would do during this time is I would try, myself included, because for everybody, what's the line? Abnormal situations, abnormal things that happen, an abnormal response to an abnormal situation. Again, an abnormal response to an abnormal situation is normal. So you can't say, oh, I'm supposed to act this way. I'm supposed to feel this way. It's a matana from Hashem. It's a matana from Hashem. It's the greatest blessing and present. And we have to daven for Achinu Kol Beis Yisrael. We have to daven for the soldiers. We have to daven for Yidden who were hurt. I heard there were, I don't know how many, 80 to 100. You can't just, that's also something. You can't just look at the news and be chewing on your lunch. I'm eating pizza. I'm looking, this guy died and this thing happened. Got to be able to look and process. We've spoken about that with Late Sonnes, and the Mesil Sharm speaks about that. It's terrible to look at the news. I try, and whenever you see something in the news, Shir Amalo, say Ami Mamakim Krasicha. It's got to affect. Otherwise, what happens is you become decent. You're not sensitive anymore. I'm going to sit there and chill out and tell a joke. And the Yankees just won, and two people were killed. There's some rubble, some sirens, some stuff, some shrapnel fell over here. Oh, there's a siren. Make you meshuggah. And people wonder why they're going meshuggah. That's why they're going meshuggah. That's why people literally are going crazy. They're going crazy because your body, your emotions, your brain can't handle that. You're not supposed to just read, 12 people were killed, and this was killed, and then what's for lunch? Is lunch ready yet? It's not supposed to be like that. We'll talk afterwards. Let's just get the... Yeah.
Maybe that's my abnormal response.
Yeah, good. But all that will do, good, Bensi, good Ha'ara, that's why we're here together. So Bensi's saying, but it's my abnormal response to an abnormal situation, so let's try and normalize and try and say, okay, that's good. That's why we didn't, right away, we didn't talk about this, because right now it's happening. The situation is happening. Right now the flights are canceled. Right now you're not going home tomorrow. You're not going home Tuesday, Wednesday. You're not going, things are what they are. So now what do I do? How do I get a hold of myself? And like we're going to talk with Yehuda, there is a time and a place. There is a time and a place. And it's important to be able to learn your anxiety and to learn your abnormal reaction to an abnormal situation. Why? Because what happens is any reaction that we have to things in general are the reaction that you're always going to have. It's underlying. If a guy has anxiety through the roof when a siren goes off, guaranteed that guy has anxiety almost through the roof when the siren doesn't go off. It's very, very, very connected. All it does is it magnifies and it opens up more of what it is that you're struggling with. So like I said, it's a matana from Shemayim that there's another week that Hashem has chosen each and every one of us to stay in yeshiva, to be machazik ourselves, to learn more. It's like a gift from Hashem. It's a mamash, a matana from Hashem. Now, we don't want it on the curtails of a war and people getting hurt. But we're not politicians. We're not involved in any war. What we're involved with is the reaction, the circle of influence, what I can influence. And I can influence the decision that's going on from Iran. What I could do is I could daven, I could learn, I could focus on certain things, I could daven to Hashem, I could focus on the things that I have to work on. But it's very, very, very important to get perspective. I think that's it for now. What's important for all of us is really, really, and we speak about this all the time, is that what is happening to you and what is happening for you. This is for you. This is for me. Now again, I'm not saying that it's not difficult. I'm not saying that it's not challenging. I'm not saying that it's not not knowing when you're leaving, not knowing what's going on, the sirens, the fear, the phone, that noise on the phone definitely is more scary than what's probably going on outside. That like, zzz, you know, I don't know about your phones, but my phone like goes bananas when that happens. Like it's like I'm like, oh my gosh, what just happened? It's like a missile just hit my phone. So that in itself causes, okay, uh-oh, what's going to be? Oh, especially when it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Especially if it's 6 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, or random, and then you don't know what's going on. Seder. But like we said yesterday, that's Hashem. It's all Yiras Hashem. It's all Yiras Hashem. Ask Hashem that I want this to translate into Yiras Hashem. Hakol bidei shamayim chutz mi yiras shamayim. Everything is min hashamayim. But what I could do is, how am I interpreting the missiles? How am I interpreting what is happening? Does this make me go more on my phone? Does this bring more anxiety for me? Which it might. And we'll hear from Yehuda. We'll talk about that. Let's talk about that. Can I take this situation? And in your lifetime, just to tell everybody here, in your lifetime, that's going to happen. This will happen. These things will happen. That you're in a situation, and the situation is, okay, it changes. I have difficulty. Something's triggering me. Something's getting... This ain chadash tachas Hashemesh. This happened. It's happening, and it continues to happen. This is where bitachon comes in. This is where getting to know yourself comes in more. This is like extra. Or a person could just say, okay, I'm out, and I'm not saying, and again, I'm not saying that if you have a certain reaction that this hits you and literally paralyzes you, that's a great insight, because other things in your life will paralyze you as well. Other things in life will paralyze you, and it is scary for everybody. And there is what to talk about. And it's important to process. That's why Yehuda's here, and we're going to talk about that. It's important to be able to compartmentalize. And in general in life, what are you going to do? What's a person going to do? Bez Hashem, when you're married with children and you have a tough day, you have a difficult day, and you have anxiety, things aren't going your way, things are happening. So what are you going to do? You're going to have to compartmentalize. You have to say, okay, I could put this to the side. I'll deal with it later. Right now, I got to focus like this. Right now, I might need to call my therapist. I might need to call my friend and talk out how things are going for me. It's very important to know, to get to know yourself. Hashem is giving us such a matana. It's such a chesed. I know it sounds crazy. It's a matana to remember who we are. What are they coming after us for? Does anybody know what they're coming? What do they want to do? It was Rashi this week's parasha. They want to destroy the Jewish people. Why? Because Rashi says, Chazal say, anybody who is against the Jewish people, they are against who? Hashem. What do they want? Give us, we have a little tiny country. The size of Iran, the size of Iraq, the size of Saudi Arabia, the size of the world. Give us a little, I am the size, right? We're smaller than New Jersey. A little tiny country. What do they want? They want to get rid of what? Shabbos. They want to get rid of the Torah. They want to get rid of this. And how ironic, we have Hashem with us. They're keeping us here. They're keeping us together. They're going to keep us learning more Torah. They're going to keep us being mechazik, strengthening ourselves. Each one of us. And you can strengthen yourself. You can get perspective. You can. And if tomorrow you lose the perspective, you'll remind yourself to get a little bit more perspective. You'll be mechazik. Your friend will be mechazik you. You'll be mechazik your friend. It's a time to strengthen ourselves. It's a time to get more focused. It's the last week of yeshiva. We just want to end with smoothly. Maybe this is going to end off. I was thinking of this year. We had such an incredible, incredible year. I'm like, we're going to end off with a strength. We're going to end off even stronger. We're going to end off even more clear. Learn about yourself. Learn. What a matana from Hashem to learn about myself. Like I said, we can't control. I can't control what's going on in the news. You can't control what's going on in the news. Whether even the news is true. You don't even know what's true anymore. But I do know that I have anxiety. That's true. I do know when the sirens go off that it makes me crazy. Great. That's true. I do know that I'm worried. That's true. So focus on what's true. Focus. I do know that the only thing that wins a war. I do know this. The only thing that wins a war is not by machine guns and not by bombs and not by strategy. Baruch Hashem, we have that. And we have to daven for the soldiers. Baruch Hashem, we have that. But that's not what wins the war. What wins the war is Klal Yisrael, is us strengthening ourselves, is Torah, Tefillah, Bein Adam L'Chaveray. Strengthening ourselves, and us sitting here in a big caravan in Moshav Matisyo in the West Bank, by us sitting here in Beis Medrash, by us being mechazik in whatever area you're going to be mechazik in, any area you're going to strengthen yourself in, is so, so, so powerful. It's so, so important. It's so, so powerful for what's going on in a cosmic sense. How crazy is that? As I started off, the irony of a global war comes in my Dalet Amos of my speech, how I speak to somebody, how I look at someone, how I'm koivish myself, my yetzahara, how I'm able to work on myself. That affects the shvili nivra olam. That affects the entire planet. Okay. Question, comments? We're not gonna. We don't. We have to record this. You could pause it now.